this world is mean, but you've only seen the tip of what is going to come. You better hold on tight with all your might to someone other than your mom. For all your crying then won't appease the men who'll take away your pretty life. It's gonna change someday to misery, grief, and strife. But what then can we do? If we are weak and sinful through and through, how can we take a stand? Where can we find the promised land? So I suggest to you, if you don't have a clue of what's lurking on down the road, you better get the facts, look in the book of Acts, and learn of someone who will lead you low. For on the day of wrath and in the aftermath, there won't be a place to hide your face. So if I were you, I'd seek out a saving grace. But what then can we do? Where's the path to truth that we once knew? Listen to the angel band singing over yonder in the promised land. If you're going to be free to do as you please, you better get this straight, you'll only liberate those who truly do believe. Someday he'll turn you down when you come around looking for a helping hand. So don't wait too late, for you're walking on sinking sand. But what then can we do? Is there not someone who's brave and true, holding us in his hand, promising us the promised land? There's only one I know who can save your soul and wash away your sinful past. Yeshua is his name, and he bore your shame. His love can never be surpassed. So get your act together for the stormy weather coming on down the line. Satan's moving in and he wins most of the time. Now this is what we can do. Place our faith in someone brave and true, holding us in his hand. He'll take us safely to the promised land. Place our faith in someone brave and true, holding us in his hand. He'll keep us safely in the promised land.